Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today we begin the first book of the Bible, Genesis. Genesis is the English word for the Greek title Origins and the Hebrew title In the Beginning. Most scholars believe Moses wrote most of Genesis. The theme of Genesis is creation, sin, and recreation. In my ESV English Standard Study Bible, in the introduction to the book of Genesis, it says, Genesis explains in story form the nature and character of God and the place of man in God's creation. It offers an analysis of sin and its consequences and describes God's reaction to it. Genesis is about beginnings and generations. Starting with the divine order of creation, it follows for many generations a family line that takes the reader from Adam to Jacob and his sons. This family line forms the backbone of Genesis, links its disparate elements into a cohesive whole, and explains the distinctive literary features that set it apart from other Old Testament narrative books. Genesis provides the foundation on which the rest of the Bible stands. As we cover the book of Genesis, of course, we will study the story of creation, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, the 12 tribes of Israel, and Joseph, and the nation of Israel in Egypt. Genesis also contains many firsts. God's first promise, the first miracle, the first murder, the first polygamist, the first blessing, and the first example of salvation by faith, and covers a time frame of over 2,000 years. We will take the book of Genesis one chapter a day, so that will be 50 days of Genesis. And I am so excited to have Dr. Woodrow Kroll as our guest reader for this book. Dr. Woodrow Kroll was the president of Back to the Bible for 23 years. Back to the Bible is an international radio ministry on 1,250 stations here in the United States and broadcast everywhere the English language is spoken around the world. He was the senior Bible teacher on the Back to the Bible broadcast. Dr. Kroll retired in 2013 and started a new ministry called the Helios Projects. The ministry's aim is to place a Bible and Christian faith education right in your hand by training untrained pastors and Christian leaders all over the world. Visit theheliosprojects.org to learn more about Dr. Kroll and his ministry. That's The Helios Projects, and it's spelled H-E-L-I-O-S. So visit theheliosprojects.org to learn more about Dr. Kroll and his wonderful ministry. I can't wait to get started on the book of Genesis. I hope you will go with us the whole journey, all 50 chapters. So let's begin with Dr. Kroll as he reads the verses of chapter 1 of the book of Genesis.
Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, Let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, Let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters. And God made the expanse and separated the waters that were under the expanse from the waters that were above the expanse. And it was so. And God called the expanse heaven. And there was evening and there was morning, the second day. And God said, Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, Let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit in which is their seed. each according to its kind on the earth. And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kinds, and trees bearing fruit in which their seed, each according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light upon the earth." And it was so. And God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night and the stars. And God set them in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, "Let the waters swarm with swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the heavens." So God created the great sea creatures and every living creature that moves, with which the waters swarm, according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth." And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kinds, livestock and creeping things and beasts of the earth according to their kinds." And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth according to their kinds, and the livestock according to their kinds, and everything that creeps on the ground according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over the livestock and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on the earth." And God said, "Behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of all the earth and every tree with its seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the heavens, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food." And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day.
To help us through the book of Genesis, I have chosen three of my personal Bible reading journals. I am selecting the first journal I ever wrote, 1983. I was 28 years old, and I don't have the complete record of the book of Genesis in this journal. I started reading, I guess, the 1st of January, but I didn't start entering journal entries until around January 19th. So we'll catch up with that journal as we move through Genesis. So then I also selected 1999, when I was 48 years old, and I read 19 books that year, and I read multiple chapters of Genesis each day. And then I selected my journal from 2007. In 2007, I was 52 years old, so we'll get some different perspectives from various generations of my life, from my 20s, from my 40s, from my 50s. And in 2007, I read 20 Old Testament books and 20 New Testament books. And I read Genesis a chapter a day. So we'll look forward to seeing what those entries look like. So as we begin, I look at my journal in 1999 and I'm amazed out of this incredibly powerful chapter, I wrote one line. That's, "Hovering Spirit, hover over me, please." In 2007, when I read this chapter, I wrote, "In the beginning." I love these words. God was there in the beginning, not man. This is a difficult concept for many. But who is writing these words? Moses. God revealed truth to Moses, and he wrote it down. We don't question that Moses got the Ten Commandments from God, so why question Genesis 1:1? We look at the expanse of creation, the complexity of creation, the order of creation, and try to humanly figure it out. When Moses tells us how it all happened, why can't we take God at his word? There is so much to focus on this chapter, but we're almost out of time already because of the introduction of the book of Genesis. So let me focus on one particular aspect of Genesis chapter 1. I believe absolutely that Genesis chapter 1 dispels the argument of evolution. The very first verse does that, doesn't it? In the beginning, God created. Those of us who are Christians believe God was there from the beginning. What do evolutionists believe? Where does the beginning begin? And then there's a key phrase throughout this chapter, and it's repeated over and over. It says, according to its kind. That repeated verse tells me that there was no evolution. God created things and they reproduce according to their kind. In other words, dogs don't mate with cats. Elephants don't mate with giraffes. No, we reproduce according to our kind. Verse 11 says, and God said, let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind. So cherry trees did not evolve into grapefruit trees. Corn stalks did not become wheat fields. No, God has a creative order, and everything reproduces according to its kind. Let's run over to verse 21. So God created the great sea creatures and every living creature that moves, with which the waters swarm according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. Verse 24, and God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kinds, livestock and creeping things and beasts of the earth according to their kinds. Verse 25, and God made the beasts of the earth according to their kinds, and the livestock according to their kinds, and everything that creeps on the ground according to its kind. That little phrase, according to its kind, is God's creative order. But then, God makes a big exception, doesn't he? In verse 26, he says, then God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. So the human race is different. It did not evolve from the animal creation. Verse 27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Which means God is the one that determines whether you're a male or a female. Male and female, he created them. And God gives the human race a job. Verse 28 says, and God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over everything that moves on the earth. Humans, not animals, not evolution, have been given authority over the earth. We are the ones who are to subdue it and have dominion over all of God's creation. It only took God 31 verses to explain all of creation. Hundreds of years of science have not become as clear as these 31 verses as to the origin of the earth, the human race, and everything on it. So I don't know about you, but I just choose to believe the Word of God. It makes life so much more simple. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He created everything, and it reproduces after its own kind. And he created the human race in his image. Genesis chapter 1 concludes with this wonderful verse. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. I agree, don't you? Father, thank you for creating the world. Thank you for creative order. Thank you for creating us in your image. What a promise, what a privilege, what a blessing. In the very first book of the Bible, you answer the question, where did I come from? I came from your hand. Thank you. And thank you for making creation so clear in Genesis chapter 1. Hallelujah. Amen.